Carol Zulsdorf is a nature-inspired artist in Gulfport. She focuses on green art.
I enjoy doing art using nature, and that's my inspiration for recycling and reusing and nature itself.
Carol gains inspiration for her art during the beach cleanups. She often goes out on a kayak with her husband, Kurt Zulsdorf, to pick up trash.
Some of this is recycled actual trash, liquor bottles, water bottles. And the most attractive thing to me is coconuts and palm fronds and sticks and old wood and driftwood and things like that. That's what I love to recycle more than anything.
During the eco cleanups in Clam Bayou, Carol finds material to transform into art. She creates doorstops from coconuts and masks and fish from palm fronds.
I like to use color. I love to make things happy and fun and silly, you know, so you look at it, you get a chuckle. Something that's fitting for every decor. It's a lot of fun. I enjoy doing it very much.
Carol also transforms liquor bottles into Christmas lights and night lights.
It's difficult for me to throw some of these old bottles away, and that's where I've come up with some of my nightlight bottle art, which we put some glass paint on them, and they become a lot of fun.
She designs and then paints the liquor bottles and palm fronds. Her art becomes a conversation subject.
I use several types of palm fronds. I put them together, and I put paint on them, and they turn out to look like very happy, fun art that people can talk about.
Carol also recycles old wooden bowls out of the Clam Bayou. She says that many people bring her bowls.
I've got people sending them up north from their basements, the grandmother's homes. I've got them coming out of resale shops. People are bringing me these wonderful old wooden bowls. I put a design, a scored design into them. And then again, I add that splash of color and little balls on the bottom for feet. And that's kind of my little niche.
Nature has inspired Carol since she was a child.
I've always looked closely at leaves and saw all the interesting patterns in the grains in the leaves and in bark and wood and flowers. I mean, I've always looked very closely and saw all these designs. And the designs in nature is what turns me on.
Art and eco cleanups are equally important for Carol, she says. The Zulsdorfs created a kayaking program that is free for those who want to clean the waterways.
We focus on different waterways that have been littered, and a lot of times you can't get boats into these, so the kayaks work out really great. You can get right up into the mangroves and you can pick trash.
Through her art, Carol is teaching people to recycle.
I really feel that there's too much stuff. Too much stuff in the world, and if we can reuse, get these things to circle back around and repurpose, wow, that's going to be huge down the road. And if we can get people and the young people to start thinking that way now, and we might have some really awesome things in this world.
Carol says that during school trips, children become very interested in the beach cleanups.
We do get a lot of organizations that will sponsor children also to get out there and not only clean up the waterways, but then they get to see nature and they get to get off the couch and they get away from the computer, get away from the TVs and their games and get back out in nature and enjoy that and get out there with their families and really become one with nature once again, because we're starting to lose that, and it's so important.
Carol is passionate about creatively incorporating reusable materials into her eco-friendly art. She sees art where everyone else sees only trash. If you want to meet other local artists and experience the little fishing village, the Gulfport Art Walk is happening this Saturday evening from 5 till 10 on 55th Street South and Beach Boulevard. Andrea Lipka, reporting for WMNF.